Nobody knows what is right for you except you, and that's on a good day. Hello, this is Susan Piver. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I answer your questions about meditation practice.
Hi, Susan. I was wondering if you might speak to a question about consistency of technique. I'm wondering if you suggest that, let's say, someone knows a few different meditation techniques. Would you suggest that for X period of time, like for 3 months or 30 days or whatever, someone commits to doing, let's say, metta practice, and then if they wish to do, shamatha, they commit to doing that afterwards, rather than kind of each day just deciding what I feel like doing today? Thanks so much for any sharing that you have about your view on this question. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a very important question about deciding on which meditation technique to do. Say you have been taught various techniques, and the questioner referenced the practice of metta, which is a Pali word that means loving kindness. And she also mentioned shamatha, which is a Sanskrit word that means the practice of tranquility or the breath awareness practice that we do in the Open Heart Project. So the question is, should I do both? Should I say, well, for 30 days I'll do this one, and then for 30 days I'll do that one? How do I know? How do I decide? So it's a really good question, and it's a very American question, I would say, or Western world question. So at a certain point in your life as a practitioner, perhaps you will sit down to meditate, and you will open your bag of meditation techniques, and you will pick out the one that is right for today. But I would say, wait till you're a fully enlightened Buddha to use that approach. And instead, choose a practice that you are going to give your all to. But which practice is a very good question to start with. So maybe you like loving kindness. Maybe you like breath awareness. Maybe you do practices from other religious traditions and you like them too. So I'm not saying you should shut all of them out and make some sort of superficial decision. Well, I heard this one was good, so I'm going to do that one. It's important to test them out and to try them and to see what you resonate with and what you don't resonate with. And then at some point, it is even more important to choose. This doesn't mean what you choose today you have to do for the rest of your life, but to choose one to really develop a deeper connection to. I really suggest shamatha, or the practice of tranquility, breath awareness meditation, because it is so simple and so foundational. Whatever you may or may not decide to do in your career as a meditator, so to speak, knowing how to practice shamatha will serve as a very unshakable foundation. But one of the reasons it's so important to choose is that there's always a new shiny practice over there that might be better and that might help us not feel pain when things hurt. And I'm not suggesting that you, the caller, have that at the root of your question. But for many people, myself included, for a long time, I was like, well, what practice is going to make it easiest for me to be in my life? And that was the wrong question. The right question is, what practice will help me be more genuine? What practice will help me be more wise, more powerful, more compassionate? It turns out that with these ancient practices that have been tested over thousands of years and been attested to as powerful practices by countless meditators, it's very important not to mess around with them. In other words, if you took a piece of metta and attached it to a piece of shamatha, that would not be a good idea. Whatever you do, respect the technique and honor it by applying it fully and not mixing it with other techniques. I totally get that that is not what this caller is asking, but I feel the need to say that nonetheless. So the best way to do it is to follow your heart's inspiration. And I hope that doesn't sound too woo-woo or, silly, but your heart's inspiration when it comes to your spiritual life, of course, is everything. There are a lot of people out there that want to tell you this is the practice you should do. This is the practice that will help you become this and avoid that. And you know what? Can I say bullshit? When people start talking to you that way, like this is the practice you should do, and this is the one that's best, and this is what it will do for you, you should slowly back away and leave the room, because nobody knows what is right for you except you. And that's on a good day. So follow what you feel compelled to follow. A good way to sort of choose a meditation practice is to, of course, do it and see how it feels to do it, but also read the words or listen to videos by people who teach that practice. And if you feel like, oh, I like that person, I resonate with that, this makes sense. That's the key thing we want to look for, that notion of, oh, this makes sense. Then follow those breadcrumbs. This is what I mean by your heart's inspiration. When I started practicing in the Shambhala Buddhist lineage more than 20 years ago, and I've never practiced in any other lineage at all, I knew immediately. It was one of the few times in my life where I was like, dude, this is it. This is totally right for me. And I have never questioned that in the 20 plus years since. I just knew it because the people that were teaching it, or the people who had written books about it, Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche, Pema Chodron, Sakyong Mipam Rinpoche, my teacher, when I would read their words or listen to their talks, I would feel like, why didn't anyone tell me this? This makes so much sense. This is what I needed to know. Or even better, this is what I do know. I just didn't know I knew it. It's like they were lifting veils from my eyes. And that's kind of what we want to look for when it comes to a spiritual practice. It may not be so easy to find. That's why you got to experiment. Try different things, listen to different teachers, read different books, and then at some point, and try not to delay this point too much, choose. And practice that thing that you have chosen 3 months, as the caller said. That's a good period of time. And then see how it feels. If you also feel like, well, I really want to practice loving kindness meditation because someone I know is going through a hard time, absolutely. Do your loving kindness practice for that person, but know that your foundational practice, your home base is the practice you have chosen, whether it's shamatha or something else. And give it time to develop, because the practice is its own magic. We may sit and have thoughts about, well, I read this research and that person does this and this person seems really healthy and that's the practice they do. None of that is relevant. What is useful is to sit down with the practice you have chosen and mindfully and wholeheartedly apply that particular technique. That's all you need to do, because the practice will generate its own path. And the more we can get out of the way with our concepts and ideas and hopes and fears, the more directly that path will unfold. You can trust this technique. You can trust the practice, and you can trust yourself, and all the answers will stem from that. So I wish you well. I wish you all the blessings of a strong and steady practice, and also of a keen and curious mind, which from your question I see that you have. That's fantastic. Apply it well. And if you have a question about your meditation practice, please go to my website, susanpiver.com, click on the Ask Susan podcast icon, and you'll be able to record your question about your practice or about meditation in general. I would love to hear from you. And you can also sign up on my site for the Open Heart Project, which is free. And I send you a 10-minute guided meditation video once a week. So I hope you'll give it a try, and I really look forward to practicing with you.